USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Reporters at the White House Daily Briefing asking spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders if President Trump believes Democrats hate Jews. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing on Monday at the White House. Sanders was asked if the president really believes that Democrats hate Jews.
Look, the president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people. And frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad, and it's something that should be called by name. It shouldn't be put in a watered-down resolution. It should be done the way the Republicans did it when Steve King made terrible comments. We called it out by name. We stripped him of his committee memberships, and we'd like to see Democrats follow suit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a great day for stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 200 points, the NASDAQ up 149 points, and the S&P 500 up 40 points. To other economic news now out of Washington, the acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, says President Trump's budget proposal includes money for the border wall.
Federal resources and frontline defenders are overwhelmed at the southern border. In the fiscal year 2020 budget provides sizable funding of an $8.6 billion for full completion of the wall and other border security resources.
And President Trump on Twitter saying Republican senators have a very easy vote this week. It's about border security and the wall, stopping crime, drugs, etc., not constitutionality and precedent. It is an 80% positive issue. The Dems are 100% united as usual on a 20% issue, open borders and crime. Get tough, Rs, the president writes. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fox News issuing a statement about one of its talk show hosts, Judge Jeanine Pirro, who's paid to offer her opinion on the network. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The reprimand coming for remarks that Jeanine Pirro made about Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. A statement from Fox says the remarks do not reflect the views of the network. Pirro had suggested that Omar's beliefs about Israel are rooted in her Muslim religion. Pirro also noted that Omar wears a hijab, a head covering that many Muslim women do wear in public. Pirro asking on her show whether Omar's adherence to this Islamic doctrine is indicative of her adherence to Sharia law. Omar has been in the news lately herself for critical remarks she's made about U.S. policy on Israel. I'm Chris Barnes.
At the UN reaction to the Ethiopian Airlines crash, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Several UN staff members were on board the plane when it crashed outside Addis Ababa. They were on their way to an international conference on the environment in Kenya. Sata Trivathi, the Assistant Secretary General, who is with the UN Environment Program, says they will honor their colleagues.
What we see is that a renewed resolve and a feeling that the best way to respect the memory of the departed souls is to do even more resolutely what they were coming here to do, that is serve the cause of the environment and the planet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.